You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you always wanted to hear the hockey stories told from the press box? For your premier source of hockey prospect news from across the AHL, NCAA, Canadian Hockey League, and international leagues, this is your all-access pass to The Press Zone, a hockey podcast packed with news, analysis, interviews, and entertainment featured on thepresszone.fm. Your hosts, Amy Johnson and Rick Stevens, are experienced, credentialed hockey reporters bringing you stories built from strong connections throughout the hockey community and from inside rinks all across North America. Welcome to The Press Zone. Win, lose, playoffs or not, it certainly seems that it is now the Jakub Dobeš show in Laval. Early in the year, when the Laval Rocket were struggling up and down the lineup and very noticeably in the crease with the tandem of rookie goaltender Jakub Dobeš and Strauss Mann, one of the things that we did implore all of our viewers was to practice patience, that Jakub Dobeš would likely and hopefully just needs some transition time coming into a pro league. Goaltending is the position in hockey that takes the longest to develop, and it is very rare to have a rookie goaltender come into the league fresh and absolutely knock everyone's socks off right out of the gate. And it seems that Jakub Dobeš is finally finding that AHL level, pro level rhythm that he so desperately wished he probably had at the beginning of the season, but it is all coming to fruition now. So we're going to get into that just a little bit more here in a few minutes. But before we do that, let's talk about where the Laval Rocket sits right now, how they performed in their two games last week. And then after we talk about Dobeš, we're going to get you set up for their two games on the calendar this week. The Laval Rocket wrapped up their homestand this past weekend with a Friday night and Saturday afternoon matchup, first against the Syracuse Crunch. This would be their final regular season matchup against the team leading the North Division. And then Saturday afternoon's matinee was against Atlantic Division opponent, the Springfield Thunderbirds. There was definitely some good and bad to take away from last weekend's performances. And so we'll start with Friday night in that tilt against Syracuse. Joel Bouchard's team has gone on quite a streak here in the second half of the season, and they have catapulted themselves all the way up to the first overall position in the North Division standings, displacing the Cleveland Monsters, who had occupied that spot for the entire season. The Crunch, while they are notoriously difficult to play against for Laval, have always seemed to struggle a bit when they come to play at Place Belle. But Friday night, they absolutely showed that they still had the pedal to the metal in terms of the playoff race. And despite Justin Barron getting the first goal in this game and opening the scoring for the Laval side of the ice, it was all Syracuse after that. In fact, Syracuse went on to score three more goals. Laval couldn't get another puck into the Syracuse Crunch's net, and they took this game 3-1 over Laval. That victory allowed them to finally clinch a playoff berth in the Calder Cup playoffs. They are the first team in the North Division to do so. All three other divisions in the AHL have either almost completely locked up all of their playoff teams or are pretty close to it. The North is definitely the tightest race and the most up in the air in terms of what the playoff brackets are going to look like. I should mention and point out that goal that Justin Barron scored to start the game, that was a power play goal, and of course we know that he was then recalled by the Montreal Canadiens the next day. So a little bit of a round of applause for Justin Barron for taking his lumps, getting sent down to the AHL, and just doing the work And getting rewarded with the emergency recall once it was determined that Jacki and Gooley were out of commission. And they really needed to come out with 2 points on Saturday afternoon against a non-division opponent, the Springfield Thunderbirds. But on this afternoon, the Laval Rocket really came to play some hockey. But before the hockey could really start, they had to get some of the animosity out of the way first. These two teams do not like one another, and actually the first fight happened within the opening 3 minutes of the game because Will Bitten took a nice big hit from Toby Paquette-Bisson. Will Bitten, the former Montreal Canadiens prospect, now plays on a team with his younger brother Sam Bitten, and Sam Bitten was having none of it and immediately dropped the gloves with Bisson. So that fight happens, and literally like 10 or 15 seconds later, there's a second fight because Riley McKay's got to get into things once the game starts again. And quite honestly, it was a short bout because Riley McKay, who is kind of the team's tough guy, didn't last long in that fight. In fact, the entire game was filled with this kind of stuff. We know the Laval Rocket are the most penalized team in the AHL. Discipline is an issue for the Laval Rocket. It has been since the beginning of the year. But take a look. This was the lineup of penalties in this game. 40 minutes worth of penalties for Springfield, 32 minutes worth of penalties for the Laval Rocket. And it's no wonder that there was a total of 3 power play goals scored in this game, and 1 successful penalty shot. However, have no fear, it was Laval who came out on top in this one. And for a team who has really struggled to have offense and scoring in the last couple of weeks, their sticks finally woke up. David Reinbacher scoring his second career AHL goal, his first on home ice in front of the Place Belle crowd, who went absolutely wild when the young defenseman found the back of the net. Arno Durando scored not only his first goal after having joined the Laval Rocket, he scored 2 of them on this day, and Mitchell Stevens went ahead and potted a hat trick. So those two combined for 5 goals of their own. The Laval Rocket won this game 7-4. A huge 2 points for Laval, a very big boost to the bench before they go out on the road again this week, but really just a good overall team effort. The discipline needs to get better. It really does. Particularly if they qualify for the playoffs, this team has got to find a way to stay out of the penalty box because the penalty kill is not exceptional, let's be honest. What does that do for them now? They have 4 games left in the regular season to try to clinch a playoff berth. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Maybe you want to make a bet on 5 different players who are going to score a goal tonight. The opportunities are endless on DraftKings Sportsbook. There are so many different combinations, opportunities, specials, parlays, straight up money line bets, you name it. There's so many ways to play on DraftKings Sportsbook. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved. they are still tied with the Belleville Senators because all the teams around them who have games in hand keep finding ways to win. Belleville is tied with them at 72 points, but Laval is still occupying fifth place in a playoff spot because they have more regulation wins than Belleville does. Utica, however, is still just 1 point behind Belleville and Laval. And Toronto is sitting now 3 points ahead of Laval in fourth position. So the race is so tight. Just a matter of 4 points separating the bottom four teams. And at this point, it is still anybody's game. Laval has the fewest remaining games to play. They only have four. All the teams around them, all of the teams in the entire division, all have games in hand on Laval. And so every shift of every game in the next 2 weeks is going to be vitally important for the Laval Rocket. Before we take a look at what Laval is facing this coming week, I do want to go back to Jakub Dobesz because he is my prospect spotlight and my standout star for the week. Jakub Dobesz, I've mentioned this last week that he really seems to be carrying most of the burden in the crease now. Kazimir Kaskisuo is sort of kind of there now, just almost as a fill-in when it's really needed. But JF Uhl is going to Jakub Dobesz night after night after night. Dobesz really, again in these two games, he faced more than 30 shots in both of these games. He's giving Laval the opportunity to win every night. Now, what the difference was between Friday and Saturday is that Laval's forwards were able to score. And that has been the downfall in the recent weeks, whereas Jakub Dobesz is putting up solid performances, but his team, his forwards, his scorers aren't finding the back of the net. That changed on Saturday. Now, I have said in past videos that I think that they're riding Jakub Dobesz a little too much. He is a rookie. He is still adapting, and I don't think you want him to be tired out. If you do make the playoffs, you want him to have a little bit of rest, but the race is so tight, I don't think JF Uhl can afford to not go to him game after game. Now, the thing that works in their favor with this kind of method this month is that they don't play any Wednesday games this month at all. So Jakub Dobesz is going to get a good amount of rest in between their weekend stints. But when you look at the Jakub Dobesz who was playing for the first 2 months of the season versus the Jakub Dobesz who's been playing for the past 2 months of the season, it is like night and day. He's not NHL caliber yet, but he is definitely settling into a very good AHL rhythm and showing that he can come and defend that net each and every night. In fact, he has been used so much by JF Uhl this season, he is very close to setting a record in the AHL for most starts by a rookie goaltender. So yes, the first part of the season was probably pretty forgettable for not only the Laval Rocket in general, but also for Jakub Dobesz. But the second half of the season has really stabilized for this young goaltender, and I'm very excited to see how he builds on that this summer and has a season that he will probably be very proud of next year. So, what are the Laval Rocket facing this week? Well, they take a road trip this week for two games, a rare Thursday night game. Most teams in the AHL don't play on a Thursday, but Laval will play on Thursday this week at 7 p.m. and Saturday night at 7 p.m. Both of those are in Cleveland against the Monsters. I mentioned a few minutes ago that for the majority of the season, Cleveland had been leading the North Division. But over the past 2 or 3 weeks, Cleveland has absolutely, unfortunately for them, fallen apart because the Columbus Blue Jackets have been decimated by injuries. And because of that, they have pretty much picked clean the Cleveland Monsters roster with all of the emergency recalls that they've been making. It's just kind of part and parcel with an AHL team, but it has left Cleveland very exposed. Syracuse took full advantage of that, and that is part of the reason that Syracuse was able to finally displace Cleveland out of first place and take over that top spot in the North Division. But Cleveland has really struggled over the past few weeks. These two games against the Monsters this week are a very big deal for Laval. If Cleveland continues the kind of play that they've had for the last few weeks, the last month or so, Laval could find themselves coming away from their road trip with 4 points that would be absolutely crucial in this race that they're in with Toronto, Belleville, and Utica. However, this past week, Cleveland did manage to get a point in overtime, and then they went ahead and they won their game on Saturday. If Cleveland has suddenly turned a corner again and builds on that momentum, and they are on home ice this week, it could spell big trouble for Laval if they come away with just 2 or even 0 points out of this road trip. A lot of it is going to come down to whether or not Laval can keep finding the back of the net, whether or not Laval can stay out of the penalty box, and whether or not Cleveland has players who are crucial to their lineup returned from the Columbus Blue Jackets. You can bet that we will have all of the action covered for you in our written game recaps over at the Hockey News Montreal. You can find that at thn.com/Montreal. And hey, if you like this kind of content about the Laval Rocket, Habs prospects, and the Montreal Canadiens, take a second and just tap the subscribe button. And yes, I have absolutely been talking about Jakub Dobish a lot in the past few weeks because I am impressed with how this young goaltender has come along this season. And it's just one piece of what's about to become a very interesting goaltending puzzle for the Montreal Canadiens organization, because now that Jake Allen is out of the picture, you've got a Sam Montembeault and Caden Primo tandem up at the NHL level. Jakub Dobish is definitely coming along now at the AHL level. We'll see the likes of Jacob Fowler at some point in the next year or so. But for this coming season, we're pretty sure Jakub Dobish is going to be the number one starter in the AHL. But who's going to be the starter for the Montreal Canadiens? With Caden Primo winning the Molson Cup for the month of March and Caden Primo looking pretty sharp in net as of late, could there be a possible goaltending debate starting to brew for next season with the Montreal Canadiens? Well, I explored all of the angles of that and the possibilities of what could or couldn't happen in this video right here. And if you missed it, well, I definitely recommend you check that out. And I'll see you again next time.
Click subscribe to never miss an episode of The Press Zone on Rocket Sports Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rocket Sports.